This 30th episode of Christus Vincit is brought to you by Catholicism, the sure thing.
30.
From Rhode Island, home of bus stop Bible thumping, it's Christus Vincit. Today's features, Christus Vincit Sports, the Christus Vincit Organ Crawl Part 3, the Christus Vincit Top 10 List, with musical guest, the Holy Ghost Choir. And now, the man who thinks the information superhighway is a perfect place for road rage, Brian Michael Page. Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2006. We are in the sixth week of Easter, and optionally, you can celebrate the memorial of St. Rita of Cascia. I want to share this short piece of music with you. It's a little over 2 minutes long. You might find this hard to believe, but this was actually an impromptu, yes, an impromptu that I was playing while the choir was receiving Holy Communion. I should like maybe transcribe this piece and put it on paper. Well, anyways, here's the piece.
Thank you.
Sounds almost like something César Franck would have written for the organ, doesn't it? I'm actually proud of this one. Most of my impromptus stink, but this is probably my best one in my 25 years as an organist. At least I think so. Let's go to sports, shall we? Christos Vinci presents... Christos Vinci Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Brian Michael Page. Hello there, sports fans. We will have our Bishops and Sports playoff edition, but first, it's the transactions column. You know how every paper's sports section has its transactions column? Well, we have ours, and here we go. Pope Benedict XVI has accepted the retirement of Theodore Cardinal McCarrick of the Washington Nationals, Redskins, Capitals, Bullets, and DC United, effective June 22, 2006. Also from the Holy See, the Holy Father has traded Bishop Donald Wuerl of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steelers, and Penguins to Washington for a bishop to be named later. This also takes place on June 22nd, as he would become Washington's next archbishop. Well, the NHL is down to its conference finals. Let's see what we have here. The Kamiak Sabres is taking on the Gossamer Hurricanes. Buffalo has won Game 1 Saturday by a score of 3-2. Game 2 is tonight. The Collins Oilers has taken a 2-game-to-zip lead over the Brown Mighty Ducks. Both games by a score of 3-1. Now in the NBA playoffs, they're still in the conference semifinals. Two series are finished. Those are the Maeda Pistons beating out the Lennon Cavaliers 4-3, and the Favalora Heat smoked the Myers Nets 4-1. Grauman Mavericks and Gomez Spurs are tied at 3 games apiece. Same goes for the Mahoney Clippers versus the Olmsted Suns. Both of those series will be settled later on tonight. And you can catch up on all of that and more at christosvinci.blogspot.com. Even we musicians have to have some fun sometimes. We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. We're going to go on another leg of the virtual organ crawl. Have a brand spanking new top 10 list. And we'll also be bringing back an episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly that I just totally forgot to insert last week. And we'll even have some music by the Holy Ghost Choir. Don't go away! Okay, it's only been about a year or so that I've heard mention of the Da Vinci Code at least once a day without having a clue as to what the heck it was, until just a couple of months ago. I never read the book, though I know now that it's about as blasphemous as it gets. Never saw the movie, though I've been reading in many blogs that it's a terrible movie. Didn't miss much.
Catholicism. It's the sure thing.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and... the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by rain. We've had enough of that up here in the last week, the last year. I want to pass it on to you. Rain, come on, I want to share some with you. Today we have our first communion edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Let's play with some songs, shall we? The Good. Lord, who at thy first Eucharist didst pray. Also acceptable, its altered title, at that first Eucharist before you died. The Bad. We Come to Your Table by Carrie Landry from that notorious High God collection. The Ugly. We Come to Your Table, led by none other than Barney, that scary purple dinosaur. Ew! Oh my God, run!
Yesterday, what did we sing at last yesterday?
Well, not just yesterday, but actually last Thursday as well. Let's start with this Thursday just passed. Confirmation, celebrated by Bishop Francis Xavier Roque, retired auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of the United States Military Services. Let me tell you something about Bishop Roque. Bishop Roque is a native of Rhode Island, and after retiring from the military, he came back to Rhode Island and often said Mass at St. Timothy's in Warwick when I was organist there. He's a wonderful holy man. Anyways, our introit was Come Holy Ghost. And notice I said Come Holy Ghost and not One Spirit, One Church. Now, if you're going to play Come Holy Ghost, let's do it right, eh? Play the Louis Lambola tune in 3-4, not 4-4.
The psalm we did was Psalm 104, where the antiphon, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. The verses were those for Pentecost Day. The entire psalm was chanted to tone 8G. The Alleluia was from the mode 2, O Filii et Filiae. After all, we are still in Easter season. Now, during the anointing of the 46 confirmation candidates, we did the mode 8 chant Veni Creator Spiritus, using the text in Latin. Now, the introit hymn we mentioned earlier, Come Holy Ghost, is Edward Caswall's translation of the Veni Creator Spiritus. The offertory was Creator Spirit, by whose aid, using the tune Lasst uns erfreuen. It is the same tune used for the familiar hymn text, All Creatures of Our God and King, and Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. Now, the German title Lasst uns erfreuen is also known in some hymnals by a Latin title, Vigiles et Sancti, which translates Watchers and Holy. That gives you an idea as to which hymn probably got set to this tune first. The Mass of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin was used during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, the same Mass sitting we've been using throughout the Sundays and Easter season. Now, I like Peter's taste. Peter is the co-director of our CCD program. He's responsible for the higher grades. His two communion picks, and I was more than happy to oblige, were the Mozart Ave Verum, which you heard on last week's show, and Panis Angelicus, as written by Cesar Franck. Then once communion was finished, we went into the Croatian piece that I had mentioned last week, Ave Maria / As I Kneel Before You. The recessional hymn was We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight, text by Henry Alford, and the tune is Saint Anne. It's the same tune that's used for the familiar hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Now for some of the stuff we did yesterday. First note, the Alleluia and the Liturgy of the Eucharist setting is the same as what we did for confirmation. The introit was called God is Love, Let Heaven Adore Him, using the tune Abbot's Lay. Many may know this tune with the text, Lord, You Give the Great Commission. And I saw this title, you know, it was actually just titled as God is Love, but I think of the latest encyclical by Pope Benedict XVI, Deus Caritas Est, which translates God is Love. The glory, of course, was from Master of the Bells, Alexander Pelequin. The psalm was a setting taken from Worship 3, using the Gelinau setting of Psalm 98 with the antiphon, The Lord has revealed to the nations, revealed his saving power. That's a nice little antiphon in the Worship 3 book, very chant-like. However, you would not believe that the priest who wrote this antiphon is the same guy that infested Catholics everywhere with eagle's wings. What a big difference. I mean, the antiphon really was, it's a good-sounding antiphon. You wouldn't think that it's the same composer. The offertory was Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, based on Psalm 103 by Henry Francis Light, and this is set to the tune Lauda Anima, which translates Praise My Soul. During communion was the familiar Lord who at thy first Eucharist didst pray, using the tune Unde et Memores. You get to hear what the choir did for a meditation later on in today's show. Finally, the recessional hymn was Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, using the Hymn to Joy tune adapted from Beethoven's Ninth. And with that, we're going to go on to a little commercial break.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
We're going to go on a little organ crawl here. Let's take a stroll into Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Let's start off at the Church of All Saints up on Rathbun Street. All Saints was formerly known as St. Aloysius Church, or as the city folk called it for short, St. Louis. But but became All Saints as a result of a merge with St. Louis, St. Anne's, and Our Lady of Victories. I did Our Lady of Victories for about a month in 1983. You will hear about that organ in a little bit. Now, this organ over here at All Saints is a 3-manual Rogers. It's an older analog electronic instrument, roughly around 1980. It's actually better than what they had before the merge. I believe it was a Hammond. I'm not sure. Could have been a Kahn. You've heard me refer to Hammonds as toaster organs before, right? And the Rogers that's there now is at the old St. Anne's, just blocks down the road. In fact, the Rogers, when it first came to St. Anne's, replaced a pipe organ by M.P. Moeller that had tubular pneumatic action, which you don't see too often. Not only was the Moeller no longer functioning, but the city fire marshal had declared the gallery that it was located in unsafe. Now let's go off to the church where I had served as music director for 8 years, Precious Blood. This organ is regularly maintained by well-known organist Henri Saint-Louis, probably the best organ in the city. It's a 3-manual Aeolian Skinner organ with 26 ranks of pipes, built in 1947, and on the most part along French tonal lines. After all, Precious Blood, like many Woonsocket Catholic parishes, is still home to a primarily French-Canadian congregation. One may note, by the way, there are only 5 Aeolian Skinner organs in all of Rhode Island. A little further down the street is St. Anthony's. Has a Hammond. Speak no more. Let's move on. Cross through downtown Woonsocket and up North Main Street a bit, and you have the Jesuit-run St. Charles Borromeo Church, which houses a 3-manual Kilgan organ. Now, the last time I had been inside St. Charles, the Kilgan was in need of quite a bit of work. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, as the current music director there plays guitar. I believe that organ's about 20 ranks. I could be wrong. I know there's a lot of borrowed stops on the organ, some with extensions from other ranks and some from other divisions, probably with extensions as well. It's a typical practice of many of the Kilgans that were built in Rhode Island. Now, if you go up the big hill on Prospect Street, you'll see at the top of the hill the former Our Lady of Victories Church. Yes, this is the Our Lady of Victories that I mentioned about a minute ago that merged with St. Aloysius and St. Anne's to become All Saints. Now, the organ at the former Our Lady of Victories is a mechanical tracker built by Casavant Frères in 1896. The organ was moved to the old St. Anne's, which has become the St. Anne's Culture Center since the church had closed, and the organ is in the process of being restored. Now, here's another example of the Polish folk and pipe organs. Now, if you remember a couple of shows ago, I had mentioned that St. Joseph's in Central Falls, a Polish parish that had replaced one pipe organ with another pipe organ. Well, in Woonsocket, a similar situation, St. Stanislaus Church has a 2-manual 21-rank electro-pneumatic instrument. The builder's name eludes me at the moment. And this organ includes the 4 ranks of the old tracker that was there. And the old tracker was built by the firm of Jesse Woodbury and Sons right around the turn of the 20th century. Sacred Heart, down in the Fairmount Village, once housed an Esty pipe organ of about 14 ranks. I was music director there from 1983 to 1986. If I remember correctly, the Allen that is there now has such cute little extras as diapasons become strings and flutes become stopped. Finally, Holy Family Church on South Main Street houses a 3-manual Casavant organ built in the 1920s. This organ was also built along French tonal lines, and it's a 39-rank organ. It's the largest pipe organ in the city. And that gets us through quite a few churches here, and we'll be touring again soon. Now, here's the Holy Ghost Choir.
Thank you.
heard the Holy Ghost Choir sing Regina Caeli by Antonio Lotti. Lotti was an Italian organist, choir master, and composer who lived from 1667 to 1740. Regina Caeli is a Marian antiphon suitable especially during the season of Easter, and translates thus, "Rejoice, O Queen of Heaven, Alleluia! For he whom you bore for us, Alleluia, has risen as he has promised, Alleluia. Pray to God for us, Alleluia." I have in my left hand today's Christus Vinci Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Top 10 list is brought to you by Liturgical Express. Call Liturgical Express anytime you see a liturgical abuse going on, and they'll get there faster than FEMA. See today's show notes for the link. I got some help today from my daughter Brittany and for today's Top 10 list. So, from the home office in Road Rage, Rhode Island, is the Top 10 Least Popular Church Furnishings. Top 10 Least Popular Church Furnishings. You've seen the pictures on the blogs. Top 10 Least Popular Church Furnishings. Here we go. Number 10. Folding chairs in the nave. Bring your own or rent one for a buck. Number 9. Altar is the barroom table from the old Pedro's Cafe. Number 8. Fountain dispenser for the wine. Number 7. Bar stools for the folk group, contemporary ensemble. Number 6. Garden hose at the baptistry. Number 5. Movie theater seats in the choir loft, if your church even has one these days. Number 4. Large screen TV to project the song lyrics. A little bit more high-tech than at certain gymnasium masses in Minneapolis. Number 3. Glass pitchers with Kool-Aid Man's face on them. Oh yeah! Number 2. Couches and love seats in the sanctuary. And the number 1 least popular church furnishing, remote for large screen TV mentioned in number 4. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christus Vigitis, a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy, is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun heavenly. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For young Christus Vigitis, and therefore Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vinci leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vinci. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay, okay. If you haven't voted for us at PodcastAlley.com yet, you still have plenty of time to do so. Or you can even catch the link on the sidebar of our website. And while you're at it, please don't forget to vote for my friend down at...
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Alouris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
A couple of notes before I close out today's show. I forgot to mention that the first chant you heard at the beginning, the Exaudi Domine, was the introit from the Gregorian Missal for the seventh Sunday of Easter. This is the introit we used at the taping of the TV Mass the other day. This Mass will go on the air at 11 a.m. this coming Sunday on WLNE TV Channel 6, which is stationed in Providence, Rhode Island, and New Bedford, Massachusetts. Now, I know before I had said 8 a.m., but I just found out last night that the new time for the TV Mass is 11 a.m. So 11 it is. Next week, I will share my hymn list with you. I don't know how much of it I can play back due to copyright situations. When I sang the chant for this show, I did it from right here in the living room. And finally, man has a new best friend, Connie's, the Catholic canine. Connie's will guard your neighborhood parish from any and all liturgical abuses, including but not limited to Kool-Aid pitchers, hootenanny music, liturgical dance, inclusive language, preaching by the laity, and many, many others. Now, if you look at the picture in today's show notes on the website, you will see that by the glow in his teeth, Connie's will be more than happy to assist you in keeping your liturgy within the teachings of the Catholic Church. All you have to do is ring the Sanctus bell a certain way, usually in the manner of a dinner bell works fine with Connie's, and he will answer in a flash, even from hundreds of miles away. His sharp teeth will take a bite out of liturgical abuse. By the way, did you know that Connie's is Latin for dog?
Hey, hit it, this homely thing! Yikes!
And I thank you ever so much for joining me today. Hopefully you'll join us again next week. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Christus Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the Christus Vincit Network, the B-Team, and Ratzinger's Rottweilers. Ah!